Sick and tired of your love-hate relationship with wine?
Welcome to the Feel It Alcohol-Free Podcast. Hi, I'm Coach Ruby Williams.
And I'm Coach Susan Larkin.
We're two former wine lovers turned alcohol freedom coaches exposing the lies about alcohol.
And giving you, our listeners, the tools to break free so you can feel lit.
And when you're lit, you'll feel healthier, freer, and more in control of your life.
So relax, kick back, and get ready to feel lit alcohol-free.
And don't forget, grab a copy of our wine-free weekend guide after the show. Hello. Wow, your podcast adventure starts now, and let's get on to today's topic, which is a before and after question, you know, before and after. The question is, I can't imagine life without drinking. What do you do on a Friday night without drinking? What do you think? Do you want to get us started, Susan?
Sure. I think I may have mentioned before that Friday nights were like my hardest night. And I probably would have had that question could have come straight from my mouth. And I know I've heard it from a lot of my clients as well, where they're just like, I can't imagine, like, what do you do? And for me, Friday night looked like crawling to the finish line of the week. I couldn't wait to get home and either crack open a bottle of wine. And that was, I mean, before I even practically set my purse down, it was just like keys on the counter, wine in hand, pouring into the largest glass I could find. Because I was, and I would think about this even before the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like 3 o'clock, I would start like, I can't wait till the end of the day. I can't wait to get home, and thinking about it, driving on the way home. And, you know, sometimes we would meet for happy hours somewhere and then get a bottle of wine and then come home and watch Netflix usually watch Netflix and sit on the couch and drink wine. So here I am, you know, this is my house. This is my couch. I have a lot of memories of sitting on that couch drinking wine, right? And watching Netflix. And that's what I did on Friday nights. How about you, Ruby?
I'm going to be really honest with you here and say that every night I drank. So it wasn't about Friday night, to be honest with you. My drinking had escalated so much that every night became like a Friday night. Every single night became, you know, that excuse to drink. So, but Friday night probably would have been the original. Like when I think back, that probably was what you described was what got me started on the everyday cycle. Was Friday, then led to Saturday, then led to Sunday. Then maybe I didn't drink on a Monday, but I was, you know, I would feel bad. So it just became every night for me. And what it was like is kind of how you described. But I would actually have wine in my, I would have like a cup, like a coffee cup or an opaque cup, and actually be drinking in the car on the way home. I can't even believe I'm admitting this. But in my mind, I started to think, well, I could have been wine tasting. So I don't know. I just started to think that.
Oh, at work, right? Yeah.
Right. Like I could have been wine tasting right before work ended. So, okay, I will do my wine tasting on my commute. Because I had like an hour and a half commute. It's a long commute. So, yeah. So I guess, what do you do? You know, like transitioning, you know, when you finally kind of decide, okay, I'm going to have a Friday night alcohol free. What do you do? You know, if it's so ingrained in you that I can't figure out a way. So what I did was I interrupted my routine. I don't know, maybe you can relate to this too, Susan, but I would like, I think I started to do yoga classes right after work. And there's no way I would drink wine before yoga. I mean, I think I have, but that wasn't, you know, like yoga is supposed to be zen. And so I would definitely, you know, I would schedule a yoga class right after work. I would eat something right away. I think I was also just hungry and I had my hunger, you know, my signals for what I really needed were all messed up. And I probably was just hungry or thirsty and would reach for wine, would reach for alcohol. Yeah, I want this to kind of go back and forth. Like, did you do interrupting your Friday too, Susan? Yeah.
Yes, that was probably, and I want to clarify, you know, my husband and I would joke around and say that, you know, any day that ended in Y was a day to drink. So it wasn't, Friday night was like sort of the last, you know, the last sticking point for me in my journey, you know. So I, you know, I made progress with my drinking, and then Friday night was just like the hardest one. And so that's the one where I really needed to throw everything but the kitchen sink at it. And when you look at the habit cycle, or when you look at a cue, and then, you know, if you look at how you can interrupt a habit, you can, one of the things you can do is distraction, you know, is interrupt. You know, they say if you drive this way home and your favorite bar or your liquor store is always on your way home, change up the way you drive home, right? Don't go by that, you know, place that's temptation for you. So for me, I was very intentional about doing this routine for a while until I could get out of that cycle of coming home, putting the keys on the counter, reaching for the bottle of wine. And that was, we started movie night on Friday nights. So we would meet, there was a restaurant across the street from the cinema that was a Thai place that didn't serve wine. You could bring your own, but it didn't serve it. So it wasn't in the menu, so that wasn't a temptation. So we would go there, have a meal, which was great. I love that you ate something, Ruby. That's so important, I think, because a lot of times we are hungry, angry, lonely, tired. So hunger. And then we would go to the movies. And then by the time we got home at like 10 o'clock, I wouldn't drink that late at night. For me and my drinking cycle, that wasn't a temptation for me. And we did this every Friday night, until it felt like I was getting some momentum and I wasn't so triggered when I would come home on a Friday night from work directly. So that was something that really worked for me, and I was very intentional about it.
I love your intention, and you did it every Friday night for a while. So for me, it was like every Friday I would have a yoga class, I would eat, and then I would just take a shower or a bath and go to bed. I would call it a night. I made some decisions where I wasn't going to necessarily go out and party, you know, or go out. I was going to be so intentional with this alcohol-free journey, because I knew how much it felt so good. Oh, by the way, feel it. It felt so much better. What I mean to say is the interrupt your patterns, you have intention, whatever it is. Maybe it's going for a walk or eating, like we said, eating. Maybe it's taking a bath or a shower. And you went out instead of Netflix, you went out to a movie. I like that too. You change things. Ooh, another thing I thought of, because you mentioned your couch. You can change where your couch is located in your house. Like, change your view. Like, if you've always sat here,
literally,
move your chair and your couch and your TV just around in your living room in a different place, so that you're looking at a different area. That's another trick I've heard. Yeah. Did you try that?
That's awesome. I love moving furniture around. I love redecorating. That sounds so fun. Well, one of the things I suggest to my clients too is to go to the gym on Friday night. Like, go straight from work, have a snack later in the afternoon, and go straight from work to the gym. Do your workout. Like, if your gym has a sauna or something, you know, sit in the sauna. We go to the JCC, which is nearby, but they are closed on Friday nights for Shabbat. So we did not have that option as a Friday night thing, but it's definitely something I know several of my clients are using to really change up that Friday night routine. And then you just feel so healthy after working out. You come home and it's just a great way to feel better too, because it's the de-stressing that was what I thought, you know, I desired from the alcohol. Was like, oh, you know, you get to this, you know, the end of the week and you just want to de-stress, and exercise is such an awesome way to de-stress. So even just if you're not a gym person, you know, just a walk, coming home, and instead of, you know, putting your keys on the counter and reaching for the wine, it's like putting your tennis shoes on, and maybe even leave your shoes by the door. You know what I mean? So you walk in, you put your tennis shoes on, and you go for a walk. Really being intentional about saying, I've got to make a change in this, for this hard night, for this hard day, you know, in my, mm-hmm. in my habit, in my drinking habit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You what can even ask yourself a question like, what would make it easier? What would make it easier for me to get through a Friday night? And maybe it's if you come into your house on, say, a Friday night and it's chaos. You've got kids and husband and spouse, or, you know, and if it's chaos, this is what I do with help with my clients. What if you take a little bit of time, maybe even at work or right before you enter the door, but you just sit in your car and, you know, listen to a mindful meditation maybe, or just be calm with yourself. I think it's the transition times. And even if you're working from home, maybe you go out to your car and have a real transition. I also hear this too, because after COVID, people work from home, they're home all day, and there can be a real transition time, because that can be the place where people like get tripped up, is this transition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yes. I that's a really great word, transition. I feel like I did use alcohol a lot for transitions, from the transition of coming home to cooking dinner to being mom to helping with homework for you know,
right.
Yeah. That and once I recognized this, it was like exactly what you said, Ruby. What do I need now? What do I need in order to help me transition? And what was the job I gave alcohol in order to help me transition? And what is a different tool I could use? Like you said, meditation. I have some clients that do audiobooks in the car. So they listen to it. They go for a drive and listen to an audiobook just to kind of transition. Or is it even just changing your clothes, like coming in and changing my clothes to comfy clothes? That means, okay, now I'm home and ready to relax and ready to spend time with my family and kids, mm-hmm. versus being businesswoman Susan, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's really great.
These are all like practical tactics, but we also want to talk about like changing our beliefs and thoughts and being curious and aware, because we're going to always circle back to being curious and aware. The more you can be curious and aware and give yourself self-compassion around these transitions, around Friday nights, this is the secret sauce here, right? The tactics we're giving you are distractions, and that can help you in the short term, but then the long term, it's around really your mindset. So I just wanted to say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Cause I even remember, gosh, a few months ago coming out of the parking garage and being like, oh, and feeling like, wow. And I had the thought, this would have been a night I definitely would have gone home and drank. And I was just like, okay, what am I thinking that's creating these thoughts? This feeling. And it was kind of like, was this day, like, I don't know. And I started to question my thoughts. And it was like, was this day so bad that, like, why am I feeling this way? And I just had this thought, like, I don't have to feel this way. What are the thoughts I'm thinking that are making me feel this way? Is that really true? Not really. The day wasn't that bad. But it was almost like a habit of having that feeling at the end of the day. Like,
right.
Wow, this week really sucked, man. You know what I mean? That was almost a habit of having that thought, because having that thought led to having that drink. And sometimes we think the same thoughts over and over again. That drink was seen by my mind, by my brain and my subconscious as a reward. And it said, ooh, when Susan thinks, wow, this week really sucked, I'm just crawling to the finish line. That means ding, 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 we get a drink. So I had to change the way I was even thinking. And when I really looked at it, I was like, no, this day wasn't that bad. Why am I even feeling down? And I put some music on and just started singing and I started feeling better. And I was like, well, there you go.
There you go.
We have, I wasn't really feeling that bad. It was almost, it was a automatic negative thought. That was a habit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we continue to have these old stories, these old thoughts. And once we're aware of them and just ask that question, I love that question you asked. Is it really true? Is it really true that this day at work was the most horrible or something? But, you know, all the things we've gone through, you did it already. You've already figured out ways. We're just finding out new ways to live life, feel life, right? Feel our lives. We want to be, have the thoughts and the feelings that all resonate with how we want to be in our lives, how we want to move through the world, right? And not just reach for that drink, that wine at the end of the day, at the end of our week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now Friday night, actually, it's so interesting that I was working so hard and going out. It's like now on Friday nights, I do not want to go out. My husband will go, "Do you want to go to the movies?" I'm like, "No, I need to decompress. I love my cozy," and maybe it's because it's winter and cold. We're coming out of winter now, but it has been cold. I don't want to go anywhere, even though Friday nights was Friday became a work from home day for me. I just wanted to hunker down and go back. It's funny. It's like full circle. I've gone back to, we watch Netflix, or we usually watch something funny. We make sure it's pretty light. Like we just started watching Schitt's Creek again. I think we've seen it like 3 times, but I'm like, I love that show. This episode. And they're so funny. We just want something funny and light and fun on a Friday night. Go to bed early. And we always get sushi. So that's the new thing. We do get takeout. My husband goes out and gets it, brings it home. So we have sushi and Netflix, no alcohol. Sometimes I would have mocktails, sometimes just sparkling water, you know. And it's so funny how it's like I do sit on the same place, on the same couch. The way our living room is, or family room, there really is no other place to put the couch. But there goes my water. But it's okay. Like now drinking isn't part of that routine. And
yeah.
So basically I do the same thing I did when I was
drinking. That's hilarious, Susan.
And I feel amazing about it.
That's hilarious.
And it's okay. It's okay.
I guess where I had gotten to was that socializing, the opposite was happening, right? On Friday nights used to be about maybe happy hour, meeting friends, wanting to, you know, celebrate the end of the work week. But as my drinking got, you know, more and more heavier drinking every day, I ended up not going out, right? It was just the Netflix TV alone drinking. And then now the opposites happen for me. This is so funny. We're kind of, well, that's what we're all so different. But now on a Friday night, I can do whatever I want. That's the point. Like I can meet my friends, which I wasn't, or I can have a time alone, you know, what I'd mostly do is probably get my shoes on a Friday night and walk my dog. Like I love to do that. Be outside as much as possible. But let me just paint you a picture. It's the freedom to do whatever I want instead of being like enslaved to alcohol. That's what it felt like. Alcohol had control over me. I have this freedom to do a yoga class if I want, stay home and take a bath and snuggle and watch, you know, my dog, or go for a walk or do meditation. Or sometimes I go to the grocery store on a Friday night at like 10 p.m. and do all my grocery shopping when no one's there. Well, except for all the people. I look in the baskets and they're all getting their alcohol, which is so interesting to me because I never used to go out and grocery shop in the evenings. So it's just whatever I want to do. I have total freedom, which is amazing. So I want to have you, I want to paint that picture for you that you don't have to have control. Alcohol doesn't have to have control over you. Yeah. So
yeah.
This the point where
so much I would,
where I ask you about what you're doing to feel lit. Should we transition to that? What do you think?
Sure. I always feel like you have really good ones. And I'm like, but I'm going to go back to the gym, which I talked about at the beginning, where I think strength training for me has been a big part of my transition to an alcohol-free lifestyle. And what's really interesting is it has been a part of my life since 2011. I started going to this gym in Connecticut called Tough Girl, and it's all about women, you know, strong women, and it's about being strong, not just being skinny. And in fact, we never talk about being thin. We just talk about being strong. There's no mirrors. These she talks about lifting and lifting heavy for women. And interestingly enough, back when I even was exploring my drinking in 2011, 2013, 14, and that this whole journey, I have always worked out. And I would work out even with a hangover on Saturday mornings and feel mm-hmm. so guilty about it. And so I can just see now in my workouts how much further I am able to go in my fitness level with eliminating alcohol, which is amazing. But it's just that idea of being strong in my body and strong in my mind. Strength training for women, I think, is amazing at any age, but especially, you know, in our 50s, I think it's so helpful. And I don't know if people know, like, you worry that it's going to bulk you up, you know, lifting heavy, but it really doesn't. Like, if I were holding a weight in the front and squatting, I could probably hold maybe 40 pounds, right? That's probably the most I could hold. So I started doing the strength focused workouts in this place at this gym. And if I do a back squat, like with the bar, you know, and at first it was nerve. I could barely even move the bar. The bar is 45 pounds as it is, and I could barely lift the bar to put it up. So I stayed away from it for so long of really going to the super strength side. Like, we lift heavy in the what they call the sweat workouts, but I went to the lift workouts this past year and took it up a notch. And like, I was super intimidated because I could barely even get the bar up. And then there's all these, you know, you maneuver things around to have things safety for the safety. But anyway, so I'm up to being able to back squat, which is the bar on your back, 100 pounds, which is so much, like when I just have the 40 wow. pounds on my back, which is what I could squat if I was holding it in the front, it feels so light. And I've gotten up to 100 pounds, and I feel like my legs are so much stronger. And then when I go for walks, like around the block, I'm just feeling like, oh my gosh, my legs are just so much stronger. And that's how I want to feel in my body and my mind, is strong, right? So I just suggest, you know, it's a fun thing. I think anybody can do it. And I kind of love it now. I love it even more than cardio. I used to be like a cardio maniac. And now I'm like, oh, just give me weights over cardio any day. So, yeah, well, so that is what I do to feel it. Go ahead.
That's amazing. I just want to chime in. And since I knew this was the topic today, so I did a little research, and like, there's so many benefits for strength training for women over 40. Bone health, increased muscle mass, improved posture. Mm-hmm. You increase your bone density, you lose weight, you have better mental health, increased metabolism, better sleep. It increases your energy. It can prevent you from injury. And bonus, you look younger. You just look younger and feel better. So I need to do this. I am not doing this. So thank you. I'm so glad that we are mentioning this today, because to feel lit, it's doing the things that make you sweat and make you feel good and give you energy, right? So I'm going to do this. Maybe I'll even join a gym. We'll see.
Yeah, well, yeah. This is a boutique gym. This isn't a big gym where you know, you're there and tons of people around you. Men will come up to me and like, give me advice, little lady. I'm like, no, this is a different space, and I love that about it. And yeah, finding a good trainer, I think, especially if you're going to lift weights, is really important for the safety, for sure. But did you also know, here's a great fact, that you burn more calories from weightlifting than you do from cardio, because you burn for 24 hours after. Yeah. And you're only burning calories when you're doing cardio for the amount of time that you're doing cardio. So yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Muscle burns more calories than, yeah. So muscle mass. Yeah. Increasing your muscle mass.
So yeah. And Yeah. And if we're over 40 or over 50, it's just something that I know I'm gonna add it, Susan. And yeah, and we just met recently. Okay. And you were so fit. So you look really fit. So I'm inspired.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right.
Yay.
So,
well, this, I'm excited for you.
I know. This episode was so much fun. Again, like getting through Friday night, it's a thing, and we're here to support you. And I hope you really got something from this, and we'd love to hear from you. So join our Facebook community. That's where we're going to be, at least Susan or I, like almost every other day. We're going to be in there and you can ask questions. That's a great place to ask us questions there. And maybe we'll even mention your name and when we ask the question. So, and we're going to start to have guests soon.
If you want.
All right.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Well, what I'd love is to hear your before and after Friday nights, or some of the tactics you're using for your Friday nights too. Let's crowdsource and share ideas. We've shared a lot of ideas here too, but you guys have so much wisdom. So we'd love for you to share it with us.
Yes.
Well, our community.
Yay. Do something so today we'll to feel
see
it.
You next time.
See you next time. Thanks so much for listening to Feel It Alcohol Free Podcast. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer on the show?
All you need to do is head over to Apple Podcasts and do two simple things. Leave a rating and review telling us what you think of the show. And in that review, ask us any questions you have about breaking free from wine or living an alcohol-free lifestyle.
That's it. Then tune in to hear your question answered live. Don't forget to grab your copy of A Wine-Free Weekend at www.feelitpodcasts.com.
And remember, do something today that will help you feel lit.
See you next time.